We're here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, and I'm talking right now with Ronald Langston. He's president and CEO of Fuel Iowa. Ronald, thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with us here today.
Mr. Hoffman, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on the Iowa Agribusiness Network and with your audience.
So tell us a little bit, first of all, who is Fuel Iowa?
Fuel Iowa is the association of retailers, and we have had an historic relationship with Iowa farmers, with agriculture. We are fully in support of the growth of biofuels across our state. We have a strong historic record in support of agriculture, and so we're very pleased to have this opportunity to talk to your audience.
So what we're talking about today is House Study Bill 185 and Senate Study Bill 1179, and this is in relation to the governor's mandate for increasing biofuels at the pumps and her change for having a mandate for biofuels at the pumps. And there is a little concern from Iowa Fuel about how the governor's plan intends to go about doing that. You want to tell us a little bit about that concern?
I'd be happy to. The proposed legislation, House Study Bill 185 and Senate Study Bill 1179, you know, it has admirable goals, but there's a big problem. As it is currently written today, the bill would put a number of our businesses and members out of business. The fuel choice issue is very critical to us. We believe in choice. We believe in incentives. And believe this bill will do three things. Number one, it will raise gas prices. Number two, it eliminates consumer choice at the pump. And three, again, as I just mentioned, it will put Iowa businesses out of work. It will impose a cost of at least $1 billion in order to upgrade Iowa's fuel infrastructure statewide. That is very concerning to us as an association.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about, first of all, let's start with that. You know, you talked about the infrastructure needing upgrade. You talked about that it would be a burden for some of these businesses. Talk about what areas would need to be upgraded to pull off this endeavor.
Well, the vast majority, particularly of our members who are in rural areas and counties, their tanks basically are selling E10. And to modify and upgrade their tanks to E15 or higher blends will require them to upgrade the infrastructure. And what do I mean by infrastructure? I mean the underground storage tanks, the piping and tubing to those tanks, to the dispensers, the dispensers themselves. All will have to be upgraded to be compatible to sell higher blended fuels. And that is a compatibility requirement by the EPA. This bill, as proposed presently by the governor, and would require us to sell in a very short period of time E15 or higher blends before we have a chance to make the kind of infrastructure changes to sell higher blended fuels. And let me add this. You know, we are not against the growth of biofuels. We just want to make the point that the retail fuel sector cannot deliver higher blended ethanol and biodiesel to our customers until we have a systemic statewide infrastructure in place that can offer it, plain and simple.
So what would your message be to the governor and to the legislative bodies that are looking into this, and even our farmer listeners who might be looking at this as, you know, hey, we want to, you know, obviously the farmers, and you've made the point that you want to see the growth of biofuels. What's the message we can get across to help find a way to make that work where the governor can find her goals and it can be done in a way that isn't a burden for especially some of these smaller companies that are going to be forced to have to do some infrastructure changes?
Well, there are better ways to reach this goal for the governor, but this is not the route. This is not the path. Our suggestion is we need to pull the bill down and start all over again. I know there's people going looking for a compromise, but frankly, it's going to be very hard to compromise on a bill that mandates that we immediately, or in a very short period of years, upgrade our infrastructure to sell higher blended fuels, and we don't have the capacity, the finances, to do that. Again, it will cost about $1 billion to upgrade Iowa's fuel infrastructure. And that is a heavy lift. So our recommendation is, let's pull this bill down. Let's go back to the drawing board. Let's include the retail sector in the discussion. One of the concerns that we have is that when the governor's Economic Recovery Advisory Group on agriculture, which formulated this legislation for the governor, the retail sector was not included in the discussion. We would like to be at the table to express our concerns, our challenges, and particularly the need to have a systemic statewide infrastructure in place in order to meet the governor's goals.
You also made mention that you're concerned about the level of choice at the pump. And I know that's one thing the ethanol industry and ethanol supporters have been talking about on their side of it, is just offering choice. Where would this bill be as far as your concern, or where your concerns are for decreasing decreasing the amount of choice at the pump for the consumers?
Well, clearly the bill calls for that each site shall only have one dispenser that sells zero grade petroleum, that is non-alcohol. Well, most of our members already have more than one or two, in some cases three, dispensers that sell non-alcohol at the pump. And so in order to comply with the bill, they would have to, you know, break up concrete, you know, retool all the infrastructure as far as, you know, the plumbing and the piping and the dispensers. That's a very expensive process. We have coalition members. We have a fuel choice coalition that we have started, and it includes, for example, Abate. It includes the American Council of Engineer Companies, Casey's, Iowa Good Roads, Come and Go, Quick Star, Truck Stops of Iowa. There are a great number of businesses that use non-ethanol in their small vehicles, their tractors, their motorcycles, etc. And this bill really limits their choice.
All right. Well, Mr. Langston, again, before we wrap up here today, what's the message you want our farmers to really understand here as you guys are making your push here with the governor to rethink her plans on her E15 mandate?
Well, first of all, Fuel Iowa has a strong historic record in support of Iowa agriculture. We're not opposed to the growth of biofuels across our state. We just want farmers to know that we support them. They are our main customers. Most of our members are in rural areas serving farmers. We just want to make the point that the retail fuel sector cannot deliver higher blended ethanol and biodiesels to our customers, who are primarily farmers, until we have a systemic statewide infrastructure in place that can offer it. And this bill does not do that.
All right. Well, Mr. Langston, I thank you so much for taking the time to visit with our listeners here today about your concerns on the governor's imposed fuel mandate that she announced here last month.
Mr. Hoffman, thank you. And again, I appreciate being able to talk to the Iowa Agricultural Business Network. Thank you so much.
All right. That's Ronald Langston, President and CEO of Fuel Iowa, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Yeah.